Today's daf is Maseches Bava Metzia daf Beis. Baruch Hashem, we embark on a new journey of learning Hashem's Torah. May our learning is dedicated to the safe return of all the hostages, to strengthening the soldiers of Tzahal, the Chayalim, the brave soldiers, and to the healing of the bodies and souls of all those needing a refuah shlema, in need of healing. Refuah shlema to them all. The head category of this halachot, of this Masechta, deals with the monetary interactions that we have with other people, such as on the list, Metzia, finding lost items, Shomrim, the laws of guarding people's items, purchasing items, charging interest, employee relations, and many other very interesting topics that we have to learn about to understand how we can better interact with the people around us and build a better society. As we noted throughout Bava Kama, now we're in the middle column of the three Babas. We always have to remind ourselves, what is the soul of these detailed technical laws that are in their core a guide for living a godly life? The first question we're going to be asked when we go Bedin, when we go to the heavenly tribunal after 120 years on this earth is, Nasata v'natata be'amuna. How did we interact in our business dealings? Did we interact with integrity? Were we honest? Did we pay our taxes? Did we follow the laws? Rav Kook wrote about learning, the importance of learning Choshen Mishpat, learning these laws. He wrote about it in Orot HaTshuvah in the 13th chapter. Piska Hei says, Derech HaTshuvah yoter mikorit v'tova novat me'or Torah ba'olam hi hu shinun b'chelek dini mamonot. Says Rav Kook, one of the most important areas of learning is the area of dini mamonot, of the monetary laws between people. He mitakenet kol mikshalei halev shebachayim. It corrects and it straightens all of the twisted places that could be found in the heart. Ma'amidah tatzedek eloki apsiso ne'eman. It uplifts and it puts on the stand the righteousness, the way of justice, the godly justice, on its correct foundations. V'notelet et machatz ha-safek v'nevocha mitocha neshama. And it removes doubt and it removes confusion from the soul. Yedei ma she-me'ira hi be'ora ha-behir ederech ha-chayim ma-siyim. It enlightens and illuminates the path of a good life. The story is told about when the Belzer Rebbe, Rav Yisachar Dov Rokeach, was a young kid and started learning Shnayim Ochsin, the first words of our Mishnah, Tav Be'ez v'maseches v'metzia. The opening Mishnah, his grandfather, Hasar Shalomi Belz, asked him, we have this dispute between two people holding a talus who come to court. Each one claims they found the talus and it's entirely there. Shnayim Olsim Batalus. This one says I found it. This one says I found it. This one says it belongs to me. This one says it belongs to me. The halacha is they take a shvua. They take an oath that they don't, each one doesn't have less than half. And the halacha is yachloku. They end up splitting the talus. They split the in the argument. The young boy's grandfather asked him, what kind of talus was the Mishnah talking about? What kind of garment was this? It says a talus. Was it a talus shal mitzvah? Was it a talus that is tzitzis on? Was it a talus that we use in the shul when we pray, when we daven? Or was it a regular cloak? Was it just a regular garment? The boy said that his Rebbe taught him in school that it is a beged ragil, it's a regular piece of clothing, a regular garment, regular cloak, nothing used for special mitzvahs. Where did the Rebbe know this from? Asked the grandfather. So the young boy said, when these guys come to the basin, they show up in the court and they're holding this talus, they both say that they found it. Why is the halacha yachloku? Why is it that they're allowed to even say, it should belong to me? What happened to the mitzvah of Hashavah Zaveda? What happened to the requirement that the Torah gives that a person should return an item that they found? They should be machris. They should put up signs in the street and say, I found who lost a talus, who lost a garment in the street. They found this garment. It's a lost item. It doesn't belong to the find. Comes the Rosh and says that the case of our Mishnah was talking about a city of Ruba Goy, majority Gentiles. We were going to learn our Masechta that when there is no requirement of returning a lost item in a city that's majority Gentile. As it says, Zechol HaVeidat Achicha, it has to be your brothers, your brother in Mitzvot. And therefore in our Mishnah, the battle was over this garment is for ownership, even though it was a found item, since we follow majority, said the young boy, an item found, majority Gentile city, fell from a Gentile, therefore it has to be that it's not a talus shel mitzvah, because it would be a real talus, there would be a requirement to return. Unlikely it fell from a Gentile. Al pi drush, we can look at the story of the Cheda Egel, in the Parsha Kitisa, Hashem kivyachol trying to pull back the luchot, and Moshe pulling his side, shnayim ochsin baluchot. Hashem says, I'm going to take it back from the people. Moshe says, no, Torah lo b'shamayim, I've got to bring it down to the people. The Torah is not for the angels. May we all be zocha to grab hold of the Torah, to grab hold of Machaseches Bava Metzia, and to say, Kula shali, ani metzatia, I found it, and it's all mine. The Torah belongs to me.